There's no such thing anymore as neighbors. But back then we did, and people would do things. And I said, I made the remark to her, if everybody in the world was watching a program on television one night, I believe the president was speaking, and he was talking about something, I've forgotten what it was, but I said, if everybody in the world would just say to one person sometime during the day, I love you, what a difference the world would be. And it would be so easy.
Yeah.
It would just be so easy to do that.
Yeah, but nowadays, you know, like...
They don't do that.
No, I mean...
They don't do that.
You can get run over in the street. And
yeah.
People
mm-hmm.
just, you know,
uh-huh. Yeah, you don't... Of course, I'm the old sentimental loving type. I love everything and everybody and... everything, and I can think of things that nobody else can think of, but it is, I mean, it would just be so much, the world would be, mm-hmm. you know, would just be such a wonderful place to live in.
Yeah, this is one thing I've noticed, you know, going, traveling around Alabama and stuff, people here out in the country are so nice, you know.
Uh-huh, they are.
They're just so nice to me.
There's an experience that they got when they were in the country, when they mm-hmm. lived. Out. This when you are raised in the country that you can't imagine the experiences that you had
mm-hmm.
that means so much to you that you have no idea about
mm-hmm.
all these things that I'm talking about and everything.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wonderful experience, really.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It's really just an education within itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, that's true.
It really is.
Education in humans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's just, and when people would get sick, they would just, you know, they used to just, now, of course, they take them to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they didn't. They sat up with them. That's what they called it.
Mm-hmm.
You would go and sit up with just anybody that was sick. I've just known my dad and mother to go. And sit up with a sick person all night that was desperately ill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just all night, lose 4 to 8 hours of sleep at the time. Maybe that person died. And they'd sit with them until he passed, or she. 4 to 8 hours and not get a wink of sleep and not think a thing in the world about it. Take food and everything. And it's just, you know, it is. It's quite an experience. People don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Of course, now when someone dies, you do, naturally. You know, I think, of course, now we do here. In big cities, they might not do it. All your friends come in, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And take food, take a dish or something.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That
isn't
the truth. You see, you have relatives that you don't see, but just unless somebody dies in the family.
Yeah, that's not.
That's sad. That's so sad.
Uh-huh.
Now my daughter-in-law's like that. She's her family is not close on her. Now her daddy's side, she was a Duke. They are rather close, but her mother was a Reinhardt, and they're not close. She has first cousins that she's never laid eyes on. And I love my 10th cousin. I don't care. I'm gonna claim it. If he'll claim it, I'm gonna claim it. Then he said, "Mother's got more kissing kinfolk than." He just laughs, and he don't like that kissing part of it. He's a little bit jealous, you know. And he don't like that kissing part of it. But I'm crazy about my relatives.
Yeah, that's really great. I mean, nowadays, like you say, you can go out and somebody will run over the street. People slow down and look at somebody that's dying, but
yeah,
still stop.
Yeah, And back, going back to the old times, now during this time of the year, when the blackberries and dewberries are getting ripe, that's the wild berries that's out
mm-hmm.
now, you know, like you see. But the people would get together